On May 14, 1945, 6 days after the German surrender, the U-234 was intercepted by the USS Sutton and taken into captivity. Oddly enough, the sub had been overflown several times by Allied aircraft, but never fired upon. The circumstances implied a pre-planned meeting and surrender. Here, the mystery began. Who issued the orders for this enemy sub to surrender, and why to the Americans? Upon arrival at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, it appeared that some of the boat's cargo was missing. The two Japanese officers, after learning that the ship's captain planned to surrender, had committed suicide and were buried at sea with full honors. But suspiciously, the two ME-262s were missing, as well as the uranium oxide. In fact, when the U.S. Navy prepared its own manifest for the U-234, there was no accounting for 70 tons of cargo. Dr. Velma Hunt, a Colorado environmental scientist, said she uncovered information that the U-boat made a secret stop at South Portland, Maine, sometime between May 14th and May 17th, 1945, where the cargo in question could have been unloaded. There has been controversy as to whether this uranium had been enriched enough for use as a weapon. Cook noted that the gold-lined cylinders indicated the uranium was emitting gamma radiation, which meant the normally harmless uranium oxide had been brought to enrichment through the use of a working nuclear reactor. And yet, officially, there had been no nuclear reactor in Germany capable of fulfilling this task, wrote Cook. At least, not in Speer's orbit of operations. Farrell further explains the use of gold-lined cylinders is explainable by the fact that uranium, a highly corrosive metal, is easily contaminated if it comes into contact with other unstable elements. Gold, whose radioactive shielding properties are as great as lead, is also, unlike lead, a highly pure and stable element, and is therefore the element of choice when storing or shipping highly enriched and pure uranium for long periods of time, such as a voyage. Thus, the uranium oxide on board the U-234 was highly enriched uranium, and most likely highly enriched U-235, the last stage, perhaps, before being reduced to weapons grade or to metallicization for a bomb, if it was already in weapons grade purity,